In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
奉主耶稣圣名正道。
And this morning, I'd like to share with the topic here, says, be a vessel for honor.
今天想与各位分享的主题是做贵重的器皿。
Please turn to 2 Timothy.
我们请翻开提摩太后书。
Please turn to 2 Timothy chapter 2.
提摩太后书第二章。
2 Timothy chapter 2 from verse 20.
提摩太后书第二章，第二十节。
2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 20 to 26.
提摩太后书二章二十节到二十六节。
Now in a large house there are not only gold and silver vessels, but also a vessel of wood and of the earthenware, and some to honor and some to dishonor. Therefore, if a man cleanse himself from these things, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified, useful to the master, prepared for every good work. For flee from youthful lust and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace with those who call on the Lord from a pure heart. But refuse foolish and ignorant speculations, knowing that they produce quarrels. And the Lord's bond servant must not be quarrelsome, but be kind to all, able to teach and patient when wronged, with a gentleness correcting those who are in opposition, if perhaps God may grant them repentance, leading to the knowledge of the truth, and they may come to their senses and escape from the snare of the devil, having been held captive by him to do his will. Just finish the very verse 26.
所以这是提摩太后书第二章第二十到二十六节。
As you know, the Second Timothy, this book is very, very meaningful and very precious.
提摩太后书是非常有意义的一本书卷。
Because the Second Timothy is the last the letter. From the Apostle Paul.
因为提摩太后书是保罗写的最后一封书信。
And Paul really concerned about the Timothy.
那当时保罗很担心提摩太。
He treated him as his own son.
他把提摩太当成他自己的儿子。
So throughout the message, 1 Timothy and 2 Timothy is a very personal letter to the Timothy.
所以他写提摩太前书与后书都是就是写给是他写给提摩太的书信。
And First Timothy is talk about the church pastoring.
提摩太前书是讲到教会要怎么教会要怎么运作。
And Second Timothy is more personal for his spiritual life.
那提摩太后书是要鼓励他灵性的成长。
And Paul knows that he's the leader of the church.
保罗知道提摩太是教会的领导者。
So the chapter 2 verse from 20 here focus on what kind of a vessel to be so that he can serve God.
所以从二章二十节之后，他在述说要怎么做贵重的器皿，能够为主所用。
From this message, we find out that Timothy is not that old, but the scholar says about between 30 to 40s around that ages.
那有些圣经学者认为提摩太是从大约三十到四十岁，他并不是很年长。
Still, as a Timothy, he can build himself as the vessel to be used for God as his own vessel.
那提摩太还在被塑成神所用的器皿。
Vessel is a very precious word in the Bible.
那器皿在圣经中是很重要的。
Vessel is we understand as a container.
因为器皿是一个能够装东西的。
The container is something we put it on there for the use.
是用来装东西的。
Any potter making this kind of the vessel, then there's own purpose.
每一个窑匠在制造一个器皿的时候，都有他心中为器皿所造的目的。
God designed us, God made us, God molded us certain vessels. Each one of us a different way.
同样的，神在创造我们每一个人都是 把我们造成他所要用的器皿。
But we know our each one of our vessel, it's not such kind of indestructible, but very weak vessel actually.
那这些器皿都是很脆弱的。
And this vessel can be broken any times actually.
器皿在随时随刻都可能被损坏。
So Second Corinthians, here Paul mentioned about in this way, Second Corinthians chapter 4.
那哥林多后书第四章，保罗也有提到。
Second Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多后书第四章。
Second Corinthians chapter 4 verse 7.
第七节。
Chapter 4 verse 7. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the surpassing greatness of the power may be.Of God and not from ourselves.
就说我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
And here the Paul mentioned about that we are like earthen vessel, which is we have flesh.
这里保罗把我们比喻成瓦器。
Yet what we contain in our vessel is very precious. That's why they mentioned about the treasure.
但装在这瓦器里是非常昂贵的宝贝。
God chose us, each one of us, this vessel for use for the God's purpose. Then God, let us to have this treasure in our vessel.
那神拣选我们这些瓦器，是为了是要把宝贝放在瓦器里。
We understand God created us His temple within our heart.
那我们也知道神把我们的心变成他的圣殿。
So He can cleanse ourselves and make the most precious, our life, so that.We can have his temple within ourselves.
这样神可以洁净我们，让我们的心中能够存留这个宝贝。
So the message here, the Second Timothy chapter 2, what Paul emphasized to the Timothy is, let your vessel to be used for God. So you have to be you need a clean vessel.
所以在提摩太后书第二章这里，保罗提醒提摩太他要成为贵重的器皿，必须要清洁。
And Acts chapter 9 verse 15, Jesus talk about the Paul as the vessel for the purpose to let him to preach the gospel to the Gentile.
那在使徒行传，神也说保罗是。一个器皿，为的是要传给外邦人，传福音给外邦人。
So, Acts chapter 9 verse 15 is more focused on the instrument.
那使徒行传九章十五节，它主要是在讲这个器皿。
So here the concept of the vessel is for he is a chosen instrument of mine. He mentioned that.
他说保罗是他所拣选的器皿。
Now we understand that we chosen by God. We come here to the true church because of the certain purpose.
那我们被拣选到真教会也是有神的目的。
You know to carry the mission that is given from God.
那神给我们的目标是什么
？We have to well prepare and our vessel.
神给我们的使命是什么？我们要做这个。达到这个使命，就是要准备这个器皿
，so that we can be used by God.
我们才能够为主所用。
Nothing to be proud of ourselves.
我们并不是以自己骄傲。
Because this vessel is not for our own body, God molded us to be.
因为器皿不是为自己而造，而是为神而造。
Important thing is we used by God, whether what kind of shape of our vessel.
不管我们是什么形状，重要的是我们要为主所用。
Second Timothy chapter 2, Paul emphasized what kind of vessel you to be as the Timothy says, cleanse himself.
那提摩太后书这里告诉我们要自洁。
The first point is be a clean vessel.
他第一点就是告诉大家要做一个洁净的器皿。
Maybe because our characters, our personalities wise, our knowledge wise, intellectual wise, maybe we can be very big vessel maybe.
也许因为我们的智慧或是我们的能力，我们被人家看为一个很大的器皿。
But if we cannot a clean vessel.Then we cannot be used by God.
但是这个器皿若不洁净，不能为主所用。
So, it doesn't matter the size wise.
所以不管器皿的大小。
But we have to cleanse ourselves to let our master can use us for his purpose.
器皿必须要干净，我们的主人才能用器皿。
So why we come to the Lord? Why we pray to God? Why we worshiping the Lord?
所以为什么我们要来到主面前？为什么我们要祷告？为什么要崇拜神
？Because we want to see God.
这是因为我们要见神。
So that we can clear who can we can identify ourselves.
我们要见神，我们才能够了解自己。
Unless we cannot see him, that we cannot identify ourselves.
那我们如果看不见神，那我们就没有办法与他同样的。
Only is possible when we cleanse ourselves, that we can see God, and then we can see ourselves.
那唯独我们洁净自己，见到神之后，我们才能够清楚地看见自己。
We know God is holy.
神是神圣的神。
And we can see him when we are holy.
我们神圣洁的时候才看得到他。
So Paul emphasized that has to be a clean vessel.
所以保罗强调我们要成为圣洁的器皿。
So to be used by God.
我们要成为圣洁才能够为主所用。
When the priest, I know Old Testament time when they come to the Lord.
当在旧约里，祭司要来到神的面前。
They put the forehead. There's a statement. Put it in there.
他们的面必须被遮盖。
Which is made with a pure gold.
哦，对不起，他们头上要绑着一个纯金做的一个牌子。
And then the priest when he comes to God and says, "Holy to the Lord."
那他当大祭司来到神的面前。的时候，这个金牌子上面说是为神成为圣洁。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 28.
我们请翻开出埃及记二十八章。
Exodus chapter 28.
出埃及记二十八章。
Exodus chapter 28, verse 36.
二十八章第三十六节。
Chapter 28, verse 36, you shall also make a plate of pure gold and shall engrave on it, like the engraving of a seal, holy to the Lord.
你要用金金做一面牌，在上面按刻图书之法，刻着归神为圣。
So here the God says, verse 38 says, it shall be on Aaron's forehead,And Aaron shall take away the iniquity of the holy things which the son of Israel consecrated.
那三十八节说，这牌必在亚伦的额上，亚伦要担当这干犯圣物条例的罪孽。
And it shall always be on his forehead, that they may be accepted before the Lord.
那这牌。这三十八章三十八节说，这牌要常在他额上，使他们可以在神面前悦纳。
Here in Old Testament time, the Aaron have to put this on the pure with a pure gold plate and say, "Holy to the Lord."
那在旧约时代，亚伦必须把这一面金牌放在额上，那这个金牌上面刻着“归神为圣”。
It is a blessing we can serve God. It is a blessing that we become a vessel for the Lord and we can use for Him.
能够成为神所用的器皿是一个很大的荣耀。
We believe in Jesus Christ. It doesn't mean that we just come to the Lord, we listen to the sermon, and we just disappear once a week in this way.
相信主耶稣并不是只是每个礼拜来到这边聚会完就离开。
We have to do something for God.
我们必须为主耶稣做一些事情。
Which means we have to grow up in the Lord.
换句话说，我们在主里必须要成长。
Well, because all the parents here, so when you have your children,
我们在这里有很多家长。
We do not expect our children when they're 2-3 years old, we can let them to the dishwashers or clean up their room. We don't expect such things.
当小孩两三岁的时候，我们并不期望他们能够自己打扫房间或是洗碗、洗衣服。
Still cute and still, even the messing up, still it's such adorable and lovable, you know.
他们虽然乱七八糟，但是还是很可爱的。
But once they grown up, like 10-15 years old.
但是他们长到十到十五岁的时候
，Parents expect something from them。
家长会期望小孩子能够做一些事情。
At least within this age, they can do something to contribute themselves to for their family。
他们在这个年纪可以为家庭做一些事情。
So this is expectation, this natural expectation of parents。
这是父母非常自然的一个期望。
How about our God？
但是神呢？
He expects us.
神 也对我们有一些期望。
So Christian life, if we tend to be very passive way of Christian,
那如果我们当基督徒是当着做一个非常被动的基督徒
，That means we don't want to grow up ourselves.
那这就表示我们并不想要自己成
长。We always want to be like a baby.
我们想要永远做一个婴孩。
Are you feeding me?
就像婴孩说，你要为我吃东西。
Everything's finding out all the church things from their own point of view.
那这些人，如果是这样的话，那我们看教会任何事都是以非
常主观的方法看。Things that allow complain from their own point of view.
那我们会有非常多的抱怨。
But yet we don't contribute something.
但是我们并不自己负责或是
做事。But this attitude, we can say, still this one has to grow up in the Lord.
那我们看到这些人的时候，就会想到他们在主里还是需要更加的成长。
The Christian life has to be more active, more interactive.
那我们以一个基督徒来讲，基督徒的生活是应该是非常就是非常主动的。
Let's say you believe in God maybe 5 years, 10 years.
例如，如果我们已经信主五年、十年
，still somebody force you, is somebody still pull you? Then we have to think about it.
那如果别人还是要强迫我们来到教会，那我们要仔细自己反省。
We have to initiate ourselves our own to reach to God.
我们必须自己去追求神。
No, we are grown up in the Lord.Many years.
那如果我们是在主里面成长非常多年
，No, we have to think about what I can do for God.
我们必须想想看，我们能够为神做什么。
But first thing is cleanse ourselves.
我们能够做的第一件事就是洁净自己。
It's not just right away we jump into the holy work to do.
不是我们并不是就是马上要做很多圣工。
First, we have to cleanse ourselves.
我们首先要洁净自己。
If we look at the book of John.
我们如果翻开约翰福音
，What God, what Jesus, he went up to the temple.
在约翰福音，当主耶稣到圣殿的时候
，What he did is he cleansed the temple.
他先把整个圣殿洁净。
And this is when he went up to Jerusalem into the temple, he saw the business people and selling and buy such things in the temple of God.
因为主耶稣到耶路撒冷的圣殿的时候，他第一个看到的就是很多人在卖污秽的东西。
So what Jesus wants to do in the temple of God, cleanse all this kind of filthiness in the church.
所以主耶稣来到圣殿的时候，他首先是把圣殿洁净。
So,First step, if we believe in Jesus Christ many years.
所以我们如果已经信主非常多年。
What the first thing to do as ourselves that we have to cleanse ourselves.
我们第一要先洁净自己。
So that we can be ready to be used by God.
我们才能准备自己，预备自己为主所用。
So here, Second Timothy chapter 2 verse 20-21, Paul says, therefore, if a man cleanse himself.
那在提摩太后书二章二十一节这里说，人若自洁。
Nowadays, money is a great issue.
现今的时代，金钱是非常重要的。
Everybody have a desire to be better off.
大家都希望以后比将来比现在更好。
This is nothing wrong.
这并不是错误的。
Don't think that a Christian should be always to be poor, to as a, like a beggar, to asking for help from other people.
我们不应该认为当基督徒就是要非常的穷，然后永远跟别人要钱。
We have to work hard.
我们也是要努力的工作。
So be rich it's not a bad thing.
有财富并不是。不是一件坏事。
But what is our heart?
但是我们的心要仔细想想看。
Because we have a flesh within us.
因为我们还是带着血肉。
And Paul mentioned we have the earthen vessel.
那保罗也说我们是泥所做的器皿。
The weakness is within in this vessel.
那我们这个器皿也是有软弱的地方。
Because we easily be attracted by our flesh.
因为我们很容易的被肉体所吸引。
So our life priority is not the money, it's not that we can seeking for our richness.
但是我们生活的目标并不应该是要追求金钱或是享乐。
So the first Timothy, Paul wrote to him, those who want to get rich fall into temptation.
那在提摩太前书，保罗也说，那些追求金钱的，他们会掉到陷阱中。
Paul mentioned that this is as a snare, and it's become a foolish, and used the words harmful for themselves.
那保罗也说，这个追求金钱会变成一个人的网罗。
Paul mentioned the love of money is a root of all sort of evil.
那保罗也说到爱金钱的心，会让我们
I'm sorry. First Timothy chapter 6.
我们请翻开提摩太前书第六章。
Verse 9 and 10.
第九到第十节。
Cleanse ourselves is cleanse our flesh desire.
这里告诉我们，想要发财的人就现在迷惑。那我们必须要洁净自己。
I don't say because we are such a bad, you know. We are very good shape actually, all the brothers and sisters.
那我并不是说我们都是很不好，那我们现在都还不错。
But we have to be holy.
但是我们必须要圣洁。
First priority, cleanse ourselves.
那我们第一点就是要洁净自己。
Which means we're supposed not to have this desire, which is it becomes our priority in our life.
那我们生活的目标就是要洁净自己。
Simple, seeking His kingdom and His righteousness.
我们要追求神的国，神的义。
And once we're seeking in this way our Christian life.
那我们如果追求神的国，神的义
，and that we can naturally can cleanse ourselves，
我们就可以自然的洁净自己。
And also because another desire, I think is our name, fame, such things.
那有时候我们也想要追求名利。
I find out the one that when Jesus was tempted by the Satan in the wilderness.
那我们想到主耶稣被撒旦撒旦要诱惑主耶稣的时候
，First temptation is temptation related of flesh very closely.
他第一个想要就是用肉体来陷害主耶稣。
Change this stone to the bread and you eat it.
他叫主耶稣把石头变成面包。
Because we can overcome this kind of desire maybe, because we have a focus and then we have a desire seeking God.
那我们如果我们心中的目标是追求神，我们可以避免掉入这种陷阱。
Matthew chapter 4, when the Satan another temptation approached to Jesus.
但是后来撒旦又用另外一种陷阱来迷惑主耶稣。
Bring up to the top of the temple.
他把主耶稣带到圣殿的上头。
And then ask him that you can jump down.
那他又叫主耶稣从那里跳下去。
Throw yourself down.
他叫他跳下去。
If you are the Son of God.
他那时候说，你若是神的儿子。
And he will give his angel charge concerning you, so which is help you to let you not to falling in the ground.
他说神会吩咐他的使者，让免得你的脚碰在石头上。
Which means prove yourself, you know, so shows all the people.How great you are!
换句话说，那时候撒旦试探主耶稣，是叫他，是希望他能够在大众面前表现自己有多伟大。
And what how Jesus you know cast this Satan out of his mind?
那主耶稣是怎么回答撒旦呢
？God Jesus says, "You shall not put the Lord your God to the test."
耶稣回答他说：“圣经经上又记着，不可试探主你的神。”
This is one of our human nature that we want to be a great.
那人很自然的想要表现自己。
And this is actually this desire sometimes make our heart to be unclean heart.
那这种肉体的情欲会把我们的心污秽。
It's a priority. Let us our heart to be humble enough to serve God.
那很，我们如果要为主所用，我们必须要谦卑，这是
非常重要的。We do not seeking for the worldly fame or any vanity for such kind of pride in a let other people know what we're doing.
我们不应该追求这世界的名利，让大家知道我们有多厉害。
Every time I look, we can think about like John the Baptist.
我们想到施洗约翰。
His name is not the one who was such a famous to the people, such a great. It's not that kind of person.
施洗约翰不是一个非常有名的人。
God doesn't even give him enough power to perform the miracle.
神甚至连给他行神迹的能力都没有。
Bible doesn't mention about he performed any miracle, heal somebody. No.
圣经没有记载施洗约翰行任何神迹，
或者医
治任何人。
His life is such like a lonely life he lived in this world.
他过着一个非常孤单的生活。
When he grown up and he moved into the wilderness.
当他长大的时候，他搬到旷野里。
And he himself life like you know now considers a life a natural man's life.
我们今天会说他是一个非常自然的人。
He couldn't enjoy the palace food or the the tasty food.
他没有吃过王宫里的食物。
But he himself become a voice and led the people to repent.
但是他从旷野里呼喊的声音是告诉大家要悔改。
So let the people come to him and to baptize.
那大家来到他面前是为了被施洗。
And toward the end, even with Jesus, his disciple, he start to baptize the people.
那后来，耶稣与他的门徒开始施洗别人。
I'm sure because he realized that now myself has must be decreased myself.
那时候他就发现他那时候大概也了解他必须要越来越退出。
This is the part he has to struggle himself.
那这说不定也是让他犹豫的事情。
He understood he come here to pave the way for this coming of Jesus Christ.
但是他了解他来到世界是为了为主耶稣准备道路。
But now is the time that I myself decrease for him.
那他也知道时间到了，他的工作也应该完成了。
This is important part of our Christian life to learn from him.
那我们以一个基督徒来讲。需要与施洗。
If we want to serve God,
我们如果要作为神的仆人，
we have to cleanse our heart.
我们需要洁净自己的心。
But this desire of our fame, this desire of to be greatest, we have to be give up ourselves.
我们不能想要追求名利。
What God look at the people, what people see is different.
神所看到的跟与人所看到的是不一样的。
Man, because what people look at me is not that important, but what God look at me is important.
别人怎么看我们并不重要，但是神怎么看我们非常重要。
When Jesus, Satan bring him up to the mount, bring him up to the temple of God, and then, if you're a son of God, throw yourself down. Jesus can do that.
魔鬼试探主耶稣的时候，把他带到圣殿的上面，叫他跳下来。那时候，如果耶稣要跳，他是可以的。
Because Satan trying to test him.
那时候，魔鬼是要试探主耶稣。
You are the greatest.
试探他，让他说成把自己当成最大。
Show your greatness.
他要他显明他的伟大。
Prove yourself.
让他显明他的能力。
But Jesus never done that.
但是耶稣并没有掉入这个陷阱。
Look at the life of Jesus Christ.
我们如果看到主耶稣的
一生。He never proved himself because I am who I am.
他从来没有说我就是那位很重要的。
He can do that.
他其实上可以。
He can show the people how great he is.
他可以让众人看见他有多伟大。
Yet he never shows this way to prove he himself.
但是他并没有在大众面前显出他的荣耀。
Even when he feed 5,000 people, it's not for his name to be great, but his name for the glory of God.
就算他喂饱了5,000人，他还是不是为了他自己的荣耀做这一件行这一件神迹。
So we can clean ourselves.
所以 话又说回来，我们必须要洁净自己。
And all this, such a desires, we have to, we can cleanse from our heart.
那我们要把自己心里的这些污秽洁净。
And also, we have to cleanse ourselves from our sexual immoralities.
那我们也要洁净。把心中的淫乱。
Now there's a quite vulnerable now the society we have this kind of sin is considered a very acceptable we can say the open society we live in this world.
那现今的社会是一个非常淫乱的社会。
We have to cleanse from sexual immorality.
但是我们要逃避淫乱。
So that's why because the Second Timothy chapter 2, Paul mentioned about as a He mentioned about these things.
那在提摩太后书二章，这里。
Flee from the youthful lust.
二十二节，保罗提醒提摩太要逃避少年的私欲。
If young man has a desire.
少年人如果有私欲。
But Paul mentioned it, control ourselves.
哦，这里说少年人是有私欲，但是保罗告诉我们要控制自己。
We are not follow our way of our flesh of desire.
我们需要我们不能跟随自己肉体的情欲。
We follow our desire of the Holy Spirit.
我们必须要跟随圣灵。
We can pretend ourselves. You know? We just put it out behind our life, a lot of things, different things. But we come to the church, we are holy ourselves. We can do that.
我们也许可以在来到教会的时候假装这些私欲没有在我们的生活里面。
But it turned out to be also our life turned to very like deceiving ourselves from then on.
但是这样行的话，只是欺骗自己。
Then it turned to be our life become a true liar.
那我们也是，我们这样也是对我们自己说谎。
We can hide ourselves.
我们也可以把自己躲起来。
But we cannot hide God.
我们可以躲起来，但是我们不能从神面前躲起来。
If truly wants to be used by God.
如果我们要为主所用。
We have to cleanse ourselves.
我们要自洁。
And we have to flee from our lust.
我们要逃避我们心里的情欲。
We can control ourselves.
我们可以控制自己。
God give us this strength.
因为神给我们这个能力。
The Spirit of God give us strength can help ourselves to control.
圣灵给我们能力，能够控制自己的压养自己的情欲。
So I hope that we all the brothers and sisters.We can cleanse ourselves to be ready for use by God.
所以希望各位弟兄姐妹能够洁净自己为主所用。
The second point is be a vessel of, be a vessel of wise.
第二点就是要做一个有智慧的器皿。
Wisdom is an important part of a vessel to be used by God.
智慧是一个为主所用的一个条件。
We cannot help ourselves to be wise enough, but God has to give us this wisdom.
我们不能使自己有智慧，是这个智慧必须要从神来。
You understand what Solomon? He had a great wisdom, so that he ruled over the whole nation to be rich and strong enough.
我们知道所罗门王他有非常大的智慧，所以他可以统治一个非常大的王国。
This wisdom come from God.
那他的智慧是从神而来。
This wisdom is not came from his own brain or on his mind.
这个智慧并不是从他自己的脑袋出来。
God allow him to have this wisdom.
是神赐给所罗门王这个智慧。
So if we want to be ready to be used for God as a vessel,
所以我们如果要为主所用，
we need to have wisdom of God.
我们必须要有神的智慧。
Well, James chapter 1 mentioned that if any of you lack wisdom, and let him come and ask.
那雅各书第一章告诉我们，如果任何人需要智慧，必须要从神求。
So if we think we need more wisdom, then we come to God, we ask for it.
所以我们如果觉得我们需要更多的智慧，我们必须来到神的面前向神求智慧。
I can say no one is enough wisdom, but we continue asking for his wisdom.
那我们没有一个人可以说我们有足够的智慧，我们必须要不断的向神求智慧。
When we think that, oh, This much is enough. I wisdom I have enough. Which means that the moments actually our wisdom now is, you know, just walk away from us.
我们如果说出有这种想法, 那时候我们就并没有智慧。
I hope that we can have a plenty of wisdom received from God.
那神也可以赐给我们很大的智慧。
What is wisdom? Where, how we can gain the wisdom?
那智慧是什么? 我们要从哪里得到智慧?
And the Proverbs chapter 9.
箴言第九章,
Proverbs chapter 9 verse 10.
箴言第九章第十节告诉我们,
Proverbs chapter 9 verse 10 says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
箴言第九章第十节告诉我们,
a fear of the Lord. The Proverbs chapter 9 verse 10.
箴言第九章第十节告诉我们, 敬畏神是智慧的开端。
Fearing God.
所以敬畏神,
God is Almighty God.
神是全能的神。
Many problems coming into our life because we do not fear God.
我们生活中有非常多的困扰，是因为我们不敬畏神。
When we commit sin, why we commit sin?
我们犯罪的时候，为什么我们会犯罪？
Because we do not have the heart of fearing of God.
我们犯罪是因为我们没有敬畏神的心。
We don't think that God is watching over us.
我们没有想到神是在看观看我们。
Because we don't understand how God. His almighty, we forget about his almightiness.
因为我们忘记神是全能的神。
We kind of underestimate about the God himself.
我们低估了神。
Nowadays, all the people understand God is love. God is forgiving God.
现今好像大家都认为神是爱，神是永远慈悲的神。
Yes, God is loving God.
是的，当然神是。 爱神，有爱心的神。
God is a full of grace in him.
神是充满恩惠的神。
If you look at the Bible, how we can receive his grace and his mercy?
那我们看圣经中, 我们要如何得到神的爱，神的恩惠？
When we come back to God,
这是当我们来到神面前的时候,
就可以得到。Any people just walk away from God, and then they expect God's grace, then they misunderstand.
那如果有人离开了神, 却期盼神会施恩惠或是他的爱, 那他就是不了解神。
When we walk into the Lord,
当我们走到神面前,
When we turn around ourselves, come to the Lord,
当我们回转转向神,
His grace, His mercy is full of there.
神的恩惠与慈爱会很充满。
Fear of the Lord,
但是我们要敬畏神,
is the beginning of wisdom.
敬畏神是智慧的开端。
I hope that we all the brothers and sisters fear of the Lord. This is part of our life.
希望各位弟兄姐妹能够敬畏神，敬畏神，在我们生活中敬畏神。
You know, because when we talk to our parents, we have a certain reverence.
那我们面对我们的父母的时候，我们会敬畏我们的父母。
This is true respect to our parents.
这个对我们的父母是一种尊重。
When we honor our parents, then there's certain reverence to our parents.
那我们善待我们的父母的时候，我们是尊敬我们的父母。
If children losing this reverence to the parents,
如果孩子不尊重父母,
they cannot honor the parents.
那他们就不能孝敬父母。
Of course, our parents is considered our friendship or fellowship with our parents as closeness.
那有时候我们把父母当成朋友,
but their need of reverence.
但是他们也需要我们的尊重,
so that we can honor our parents.
所以我们才能孝敬父母。
And same thing like a tour to God. God is a loving God.
我们与神的关系也是一样的,
神是慈爱的神。
我们也可以与神亲近。
When we fear our Lord.
但是我们要敬畏神才能与神亲近。
I'm not talking about the negative side of fear. This is a positive side of fear.
我们敬畏神不是惧怕神。
And this is the way we can receive his wisdom.
那这样我们才能得到神的智慧。
We look at Solomon in his life when he prayed to God.
我们看所罗门一生向神祷告的时候,
What can I do for you?
神说我能够为你做什么?
I'm the little one.
那所罗门说我是极小的。So
I don't know how to help the rule over the nation.
我并不知道如何管理这个国家。
Why King Solomon say that to God?
所罗门王为什么与神这样说？
Because he fearing God.
因为他敬畏神。
He understand that this country is not in his hands, but in the God's hands.
他了解他的国度并不是在他的掌控中，而是在
神的掌
控中。
So God supplied the wisdom upon in his life, the whole his life.
所以后来神给所罗门王智慧，给他一生中有充满智慧。
So the second one is that be a vessel of wisdom.
所以第二点就是要做有智慧的器皿。
Let us be a wise vessel.
让我们成为一个有智慧的
器皿。Whatever we do, we're doing for God. Whatever we do, with the fearing of God.
我们不管做什么，都是要敬畏着神。
And this is actually blessing of God. If we become a wise vessel, then God use for greatly.
那我们如果是一个有智慧的器皿，那神可以大大的用我们。
And true wise men never be proud of themselves.
那真正的智慧人，他们也永远不骄傲。
We look at the Daniels and his three friends.
我们看到但以理与他三个朋友。
They never proud of themselves.
他们从来不骄傲。
They always watch out for themselves.
他们永远是很谨慎。
They understand all this wisdom and understanding inspirations all came from God.
他们了解他们所有的智慧都是从神而来。
So God used them.
所以神就 用他们。
And finally, the third one, for this hour, and the third one is be a faithful vessel.
所以第三点是做个忠心的器皿。
Because we love our God.
因为我们敬爱我们的神。
How much we love God? That's the issue.
那我们是敬畏神的，但是我们爱神有多少？
We love with our heart.
我们是用心来爱神。
What did Chinese mention the three of them, right?Heart and full our effort.
所以我们要用尽心尽力尽意爱我们的神。
With all your heart, with all your mind, all your soul.
我们要尽心尽意尽力爱我们的神。
So when we love someone,
所以当我们爱一个人的时候
，degree of intensity is very important.
那我们爱一个人爱的多少是非常重要的。
Based on the degree of intensity, what you giving, what your dedication, very different.
因为我们爱的有多少，我们给那个人的就有多少。
Okay, we can tell us when we honor our parents.
例如我们在孝敬父母的时候。
When we love our children.
我们爱我们的小孩的时候。
Frankly speaking, I can tell the toward to my children is more than what toward to my parents.
那老实说，我爱我的小孩比我爱我的父母还要多。
Because my heart is more than. Very sorry to say to my parents, but toward to my children is more.
那我对我的父母很抱歉，因为我的心真的是，在。花更多的时间 在我的孩子身上。
How I ask you and me.
那我也问各位。
How much you love your God?
我们爱神有多少
？Truly, your heart is there.
因为我们的心。
With all your soul, all your mind.
我们有尽心
love God
尽意尽力爱我们的神吗
？We need ourselves to be a vessel for that, like a faithful vessel.
我们要做一个忠心的器皿。
When I see it here, Second Timothy chapter 2, when Paul urged him to be a vessel.
那在提摩太后书二章这里，
What I received the impressions from this message is, let him to be the faithful vessel.
那这个我觉得保罗在这里是要叫提摩太做一个忠心的器皿。
Why he has to be clean vessel?
他为什么需要做一个洁净的器皿
？Why he has to be the wise vessel?
为什么他必须要做一个有智慧
？Because with your faithful heart, you can serve God.
因为他如果因为他如果忠心的话，就可以。
I hope that we become a true vessel in the Lord.
我希望大家都能够在神面前做一个贵重的器皿。
Faithful enough till our last day of our life.
要忠心到我们最后一口气。
Even the little things we can serve him faithfully.
在小事上我们也要为神忠心。
Many people think that the little work is considered nothing, but big work considered very important.
那很多人认为小事没有什么，大事才是重要的。
Well, our work has to show up to the people, so people praise us. Then, oh, I have done a lot of work.
那我们做，有些人也相信要做事要给别人看才能受到赞美。
Well, this is because our human nature. We understand that.
这是我们很自然的一个想法。
But God look at our itchy hands when we touch for God's work.
但是神是检查我们的心，也看我们手。做的每一件事情
Just like you know, the widow who put the 2 copper coin in the offering box.
就像那个放两个小钱的寡妇一样
God is a spirit.
神是灵
God is not a flesh like us.
神不是像我们一样有肉体
God do not look at our surface.
神不是看我们的外表
God look at our heart.
神是看我们的心
So we have to faithful to God.
所以我们要为神忠心
When we see that you know King David and King Saul the difference,
我们看扫罗王与大卫王有什么不同呢
Between these two person difference, the David has a heart.
这两个人最大的不同就是大卫有一个爱神的心
He has a faithful heart.
他有一个忠心的心
Yes, he made many mistakes.
当然他做了很多错事
But God sustained him, and that there's a kingship to continue because He is faithful to God.
但是神让他的国度能够继续下延续下去，因为他是忠心的。
Let us be as a faithful vessel.
让我们做一个忠心的器皿。
So that we can be used for God.
所以我们能够为主所用。
God be with you.
愿神与大家同在。
We can continue to pray to God.
让我们能够继续的向神祈
祷。Make our vessel to be clean vessel.
让我们这个器皿成为一个洁净的器皿。
Continue to ask for this wisdom so that we can be a vessel of wise men.
让我们继续向神求智慧，让我们做一个有智慧的器皿。
And also we have a faithful vessel to serve God.
那也希望我们有变成一个忠心的器皿。
I'm sure because this way we can honor ourselves.
那这样我们也会让我们自己得到尊荣。
God put us as the honorable enough.
所以神能够把我们变成贵重的。
Not only we glorify His name.
我们不但会荣耀神。
But God also treat us honorably.
我们荣耀神的名，那神也会让我们得到荣耀。
Also, because there's a lot of reward. Okay. Also, we can piling up in the kingdom of God.
那我们在神的国度里面也会得到奖赏。
Let us sing hymn 170.
那我们现在唱诗170首。